Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a lot of trade rumors right now around a stud wide receiver that's already playing in the league, and that's Brandon Ayuk, who's out in San Francisco. We know the talent they have on that roster. Some trade demands on Sunday. There was a rumor that kind of leaked out a little bit that Ayuk could demand a trade, although I saw some people squash that pretty quick. Basically, it also had, you know, rumored interest from Baltimore and Pittsburgh and a, quote, mystery team, which is always, you always love when you get a mystery team out there because everybody thinks it's their team.
Is it the Chiefs, though? I mean, you know, team.
Wouldn't you just be stunned? Just flat out stunned? Yes. But knowing what it would take.
Could you imagine, like, let's just say that they would take number 32 overall for it and next year's second. You imagine what people would be saying? If all of a sudden Ayuk was there? I'm trying to figure out, because here's the thing. Maybe it's not Ayuk, but you and I both know one big trade's still going to happen. Lately, the best guess has been wide receiver. Like, I know Davante Adams has been like, well, if I wanted to leave, I would have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, it's easy to say that right now on April 19th, 6 days before the draft. Maybe the Raiders start calling around. Like, I don't think they're in that position because I don't think that they're new head coach in that situation, but typically, the big trades have happened around that player. For the Chiefs a couple of years ago, it was Orlando Brown Jr. So if it's not Ayuk, who is the big trade? I think it's Ayuk. I think Ayuk is going to get traded.
What's trickier about him, though, he's still under contract for this year. And then you still, if you're the Niners, have control via franchise tag the year after. Like, so you'd be giving up 2 years of control while you still have Brock Purdy making no money by NFL standards or whatever.
Like,
that's why I just find it hard to believe that they would actually pull the trigger on a trade. If I'm the Niners, why would I do that? I still have Debo and Kittle. Kittle's turning 30 now, or 31. You know, you have this group. We know Brock Purdy was awfully impressive last year. Christian McCaffrey still has not shown a sign of falling off. He was great this past season.
He was the best running back in football again.
Yeah. And then you have Ayuk. Maybe you agree that he's going to be the guy you're just not going to pay. Okay. Normally I'd say, oh, well then go ahead and trade him. But that's like next year, I guess is where I'm at. They have him under contract right now, plus the ability to tag him next offseason. That's to me, like, next offseason is when I could see him getting traded.
A lot of this is predicting where we think the trends in the NFL is going to go as it relates to wide receiver. The most recent trend has been star wide receivers for sure getting traded. But with as many good, we talked about this a little bit a couple days ago, but with as many good wide receivers are coming into the league, at some point the new trend could just be everyone is willing to let go of the 900 to 1,000 yard wide receiver either early via trade to the team that doesn't want to wait for a free agency, or just letting them become a free agent, like T. Higgins. T. Higgins is a really good wide receiver. In previous iterations of the NFL, T. Higgins wouldn't have been let go at any point by Cincinnati, and he hasn't been yet, but he wouldn't even be like an option to be let go. They would just hold on to Chase and Higgins. But because so many good wide receivers in the league now, I think the like 900,000 yard guys of the world are going to be a lot easier to like move on from and think you can replace either in free agency or in the draft or whatever.
He's making $14 million this year. 913-586-7610 is the text line. I saw someone say, hey, they can't afford him. I agree that, let's say you're not going to pay him long term. I'm with you.
They're trying to win a Super Bowl.
But you still have a year of $14 million and then still a franchise tag opportunity. So if I'm in the Niners spot, I just wouldn't do it. Maybe they will. I'm just saying if I were the Niners, I would not give up on Ayuk now. He's going to play for you this year at $14 million. He's 26 years old. You roll it back, run it back one more time with him. And then in the offseason, maybe that's when you trade him because you recognize you're not going to be able to pay him. If he was already on the tag right this second,
Sure.
Then I would probably be with you more like, oh, well, that makes a ton of sense to trade him. I don't know why you would trade him when you still have a pretty reasonable contract. $14 million this year for his production is a great deal.
If they did trade him, too, in terms of how it impacts the draft position, obviously they're picking ahead of the Chiefs. They're going to draft a wide receiver in the first round as well. So that adds another team in front of the Chiefs that has to, in all likelihood, take a wide receiver.
Maybe it already happened, you know, like the trade. Maybe we should just be like, well, Diggs got traded. That was the big wide receiver trade that was going to happen before the draft. And we should just, you know, let it die in that situation. You know, other teams, I've seen people mention, like, even though they brought him back on the 1 year deal, like, do they do something with Bosa on the rework? You know, like, there's all these players that did get mentioned for a little bit. And hell, the second other San Francisco, Deebo Samuel, has been mentioned in those conversations, just the same as Ayuk has been mentioned in those conversations. And honestly, if you were getting rid of one, and I just said the theory of the, like, 1,000-yard guy, actually Debo's that guy in this scenario, not Ayuk.
Yeah, so on the flip side, and it's a fair point, I still wouldn't do it, but they say, hey, if you trade him now, obviously you get more for Ayuk because he has the year left. That's a fair point. Yeah. But again,
you're giving him money if you trade for him.
You're the Niners who are still in position to win a Super Bowl. You're just in the Super Bowl. So I just wouldn't trade Deebo Samuel. And by the way, Brock Purdy's really good. He's not Patrick Mahomes, because I know someone's sitting out there saying, like, well, the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill and they still won a Super Bowl the next year.
Slight difference.
Brock Purdy's very good. Very, very good. He's not Patrick Mahomes, though. So I just don't believe you can keep eliminating weapons and say you're good. And you're not going to get, we all love draft picks, but if you're going to get more for Ayuk, and I think you're correct right now, are you getting someone that's going to step in with those picks right away while your window on a rookie quarterback contract? Are you getting someone that's going to meet that production?
I would just never trade away weapons from a quarterback until they're making money. Like, and I think that's part of why the Bengals have been so insistent on holding on to T. Higgins for this 1 year. They're like, Burrow's big number hasn't kicked in yet. We got one more year. We can just roll T. Higgins out there. Roll him out there with Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Try to win the Super Bowl. Live our lives to fight another day. Try to take his replacement in the draft this year. But while they're still cheap, it is, to me, it's just not very good strategy to be like, what if we start getting rid of their weapons now because we're going to have to pay them eventually? You don't have to pay them now. Brock Purdy doesn't even make bad quarterback money. He makes hysterically bad quarterback money. He doesn't even make the kind of money that we talk about where, like, Patrick Mahomes was still on his rookie deal when he was the 10th overall pick. He makes last pick in the draft money. He got a raise this year that seemed significant based on pay or play, the same way that Trey Smith and other guys got, like, performance-based raises. And now he makes, like, $1.5 million. He makes less than your backup fullback. Most teams don't even keep a fullback, let alone a backup one. They don't. Nobody keeps a
backup. He was still living with a roommate, wasn't he, this past football season?
He couldn't afford a place. And that's not, like, I'm not
being also where he lives, but yes.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not being hyperbolic. It would have been hard for Brock Purdy to have afforded a place based on everybody he has to pay to live in San Francisco, on top of the fact that he was a unproven rookie in the seventh round, so he's paying a bunch of, like, health experts to try to make sure that his body was NFL caliber. The man was living with, like, he's still living with, like a roommate's parents. I don't remember the story now, but yeah, he didn't have his own place. He could probably get his own place now.
I think he's good. He just got married, too.
It's probably a two-bed.
He just got married, so I'm assuming they've got their own place now.
What do you think she makes?
No idea. My guess is she's not working.
Yeah, it depends on the relationship.
Because by NFL Monday, we're like, oh, he's not making any money. He's still making over $1 million a year. I don't know. If your spouse making over $1 million a year, I don't know if you need to work.
I probably wouldn't want to work, but, you know.
I don't know if you need to work.
My wife is more than welcome to get a job that pays her $1 million a year, and I will quit.
Sure.
We're not even going to need her to work that job very long. She could probably quit in about 5 years. We'll be fine. Just all I need you to do is grind this out for just a little bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!